This upcoming Shabbos is Parshas Kedoshim, Shabbos Mevarchim Iyar, and tonight's shir is a dedication, Refuah Shalema for Fruma Bas Sheva. May she have a speedy refuah, B'seich Shor Chayla Yisrael, including Hindel Bas Bela, the Refuah Shalema, and Avram Manish Ben Gittel Devoira for Refuah Shalema. We find ourselves now in a very special week, the week following Pesach. Not just that it's the days following Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, of course, continues until after Shabbos, as mentioned many times, when a Yom Tov falls out during a week, no matter when it is, even if it's a Sunday, like this year, Pesach ended on Sunday for us in Chutz La'aretz, the Yom Tov continues until after the Shabbos. So it's like as if Pesach is still with us till Shabbos is over. Especially that this is Shabbos Mevarchim Iyar, it connects the 2 months, the months of Nisan and Iyar together, the month of Sfira Sa'im. We find ourselves now in the days of Sfira. Today was the 10th of Sfira Sa'im. The Reb Tzadik brings down in his Sefer Pri Tzadik, from the Tikkunei Zohar, that there are actually 14 days of Pesach. He says there's the 7 days of Pesach of now, and the 7 days of Pesach de la'osit. It's hinted in the Pasuk in Yecheskel that we say in the Haftarah of Parshas HaChodesh, where it says Shvu'os Yomim. A Pesach of Shvu'os Yomim, which sounds like Shvu'os meaning 2 weeks. Not Shavu'a Yomim, but Shvu'os Yomim. Says Reb Tzadik, the Pesach de la'osid, the future Pesach, which will be when Mashiach comes, starts on the last day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, until the end of the month, which means we're now in that week. We're in the week of the Pesach de la'osid. He explains, that's why it's called Achron Shel Pesach, because Mashiach is for the Achron, for the fallen Jews, for the last generation, for the final generation, which is the generation of Acharis. And so that's the first day of Pesach de la'osid. It's also worthy to note that this week is the week in which the first kibush of Eretz Yisrael took place, the kibush of Yericho. Yehoshua ben Nun conquered Yericho in the last week of Nisan. Yehoshua ben Nun's Yahrzeit is this week as well, tomorrow night. Chav Vav Nisan, it mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, it was a day for tzaddikim. Some tzaddikim fasted on Chav Vav Nisan. Question is, how could they? It's the month of Nisan. We're not going into that now. But it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that Chav Vav Nisan is the Yahrzeit of Yehoshua ben Nun, the one who conquered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, the Kibush Yehoshua, the Kedusha Rishayna, which according to many was Kitchalot La'asid Lavay as well. And certainly this is therefore a very appropriate week for Geula, and we are in the year of Erev Pesach Shecholius B'Shabbos, even though unfortunately last week when we all hoped that it would come, it did not. But it doesn't say in the Gemara exactly when in Nisan the Geula will be, besides that we don't know what happened last week, Lamaila. It's just that down here, yet we have not yet experienced Geula, but this week, the last week of Nisan, is certainly a very, very opportune week for Geula, being that it is the week of Pesach de la'asid, and the week when the first conquering, the conquering of Yericho, took place, which would certainly be therefore an appropriate time for the final conquering to take place. And in such a year, in this leap year, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, we get to read Parshas Kedoshim by itself, and after Pesach, the first Shabbos after Pesach, very unusual. In fact, there's a whole discussion among the Poskim, all the calendars are busy with this, what Haftarah should be read this week. Do we read the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is hardly ever read, being that it is a very difficult Haftarah to read? It's a sad Haftarah, it's full of Musar, and we try not to read it if we don't have to. When Acharei Kedoshim are together, we always read the first one, the Haftarah of Acharei Mois, brought down a Shulchan Aruch, because we don't want to read the Haftarah of Kedoshim if we don't have to. What do we do in a year like this? Many Paiskim say, since we did not read the Haftarah of Acharei this year because it was Erev Pesach, and we read instead Shabbos HaGadol's Haftarah, so this year we read the Haftarah of Acharei. And most communities will read the Haftarah of Acharei, which is a very joyous Haftarah, and a Haftarah that is talking about Yemais HaMashiach. Vayoyim hahu okim esukas David hanoifeles, hine yomim boim na'um Hashem v'nigash chayresh ba'koitzer, as we read in the Haftarah of Acharei from the Navi Amos. There are perhaps those who do read from the Haftarah of Kedoshim. It's just interesting to note that many will not be reading it, even though it's Kedoshim by itself this year, being that we did not read it on Parshas Acharei. So in a year like this, we are privileged to read Parshas Kedoshim by itself. Usually it is connected with Acharei. So we read Kedoshim by itself, which is a very special parsha in the fact that the Medrash says this parsha encompasses the Aseres HaDibros. In Parshas Kedoshim, we have the Aseres HaDibros in a different form, perhaps, but the Aseres HaDibros are here. Ish imoy v'aviv tira'u in this week's parsha, like Kabeh l'savich of Yesimach in the Aseres HaDibros. Al tifnu el ho'elilim, very similar to lo yihi elocha elihim acherim al ponai, lo yisas elocha pesel. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which incidentally is mentioned here 10 times, as the Medrash mentions, the fact that it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem 10 times in this parasha, which certainly reminds us of Anochi Hashem Elokeichem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first of the Aseres HaDibros, and so on, like Tignoivu in this week's parasha. Parshas Kedoshim, according to the Medrash, has 70 mitzvahs in it. Chayef Rachinach says there are 51 mitzvahs. Those who try to reconcile the difference. But the Medrash says that there are 70, the Baal Turim brings it down, the Rekeach, that the 70 mitzvahs here correspond to the 70 nations, and the parasha ends off, Vo'avdil Escha min ha'amim lihi yisli, that we are to be separated from the nations, the 70 nations. And in this parasha there are 70 mitzvahs, including a repeat of the Aseres HaDibros. And this parasha is called Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tihiyu, which many think that this is just like for a few Jews. Kedoshim Tihiyu, you have to be holy, but perhaps it's not said for everyone. Not everyone has to be holy. We got to be normal, which is true. We do have to be normal. Who says you can't be normal and be holy? The Rashi and the Ramban discuss what Kedoshim means. Rashi says it means to be separated. Purushim min ha'arayos min ha'avera. The Ramban says that a person shouldn't be a novel b'rishus ha'Torah, meaning that if one just goes by the letter of the law, there are a lot of things you can do. As many great tzaddikim told us, a person could literally do things that otherwise would not be proper, but it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. Who says you're not allowed to do it? The Ramban tells us from the pasuk Kedoshim Tihi, we learn out that even that which is permitted has to be done differently than the way the nations do it. We don't eat the same way they do. We don't act the way they do. Even when we are involved in the physicalities of this world, it has to be elevated. It has to be holy. Kedoshim Tihiyu. And this is a command. This is not just a nice something that's only for a few people. This is for everyone. In fact, Rashi says, Parsha zu behakel nemra. This parsha was said with all Jews present. Not every parsha was said this way. This parsha was said by Hakel. That means every man, woman, and child were there when this parsha was said. And the beginning, the first command of the parsha is Kedoshim Tihiyu, you shall be holy. This is the beginning of it all, and this is the ultimate. The ultimate is that we be holy. Especially now, as we prepare for Matan Torah. Between Pesach and Shavuos, during the Yemei HaSfira, we are preparing ourselves for Matan Torah, where we were told that Atem Tihiyu Li Mamleches Kohanim VeGoy Kodesh. Hashem wants of us that we be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. VaYikadesh Es Ha'am. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Kadesh. We started with the 15 Simon by the Seder. Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yachatz. We were brought to a level of Kedusha. That was taken away from us right after that, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, and now during these 7 weeks of Sfira, we're supposed to strive, we're supposed to on our own reach the level of Kedoshim Tihiyu. Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Usfartem Lochem Yimachras HaShabbos. We count from the day after Pesach Miyoim haviachem esleimer hatanufa sheva shabbos is tmimois tehiyano ad mimachras hashabbos hashviyas till the end of the seventh week. Tisperu chamishim yoim. The goal is to come to the yoim chamishim, to the 50th day. Kedoshim is begematria chamishim yoim. And during these 50 days, during these 49 days, leading up to the 50th day, which is Shavuos, every day we count another day. What the idea is not to count just, the idea is to work on another midah. There are seven midahs from Chesed to Malchus, and 7 weeks, which each week has 7 days, because the seven midahs are split into seven. Chesed Sheba Chesed, last night was Gevurah Sheba Gevurah, next week there's a Teferis Sheba Teferis, and so on. 7 weeks with 7 days in each week, corresponding to the Shiva Umais, the seven midahs Ra'is that we have to eradicate. We have to polish our midah. Sfira comes from the word sapir, sfartem, even sapir, which means a polished stone. Iyar is the month of Yisachar. And Yisachar's stone on the Choshen was the sapir stone. Sapir from the word sfira. Iyar is the month of sfira. This is the month in which we're counting, we're polishing ourselves, we're elevating ourselves, and we're becoming holy. And the goal is to become holy. It started on Pesach with Kadesh, and it ends on Shavuos with Goy Kadesh. Kadeshim Tihiyu, therefore, is always read during the Yemei HaSfira. It's always read after Pesach, before Shavuos, between, in between, sometimes later, sometimes earlier. But Parshas Kadeshim is always read after Pesach, unlike Acharei, which sometimes is read before Pesach, as it was this year. And the goal between Pesach and Shavuos is to reach this level of Kiddush, of Kedoshim Tihiyu. When the Neshama comes down to the world, the Neshama is not holy yet. The Neshama is pure. Elokai Neshama Ashenosata Bi Tehoirahi. Pure it is, but it's not holy. Holiness can only be attained through Torah and Mitzvahs in this world. Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav, we say, in the bracha that we make before every single mitzvah, that he sanctified us with his commandments. Commandments, learning Torah and keeping to the commandments, is what sanctifies a Jew. Nothing else. That's what sanctifies a Jew. That's what makes us holy. Before that, when the Neshama first came down, the Neshama was pure. And during its stay in this world, it has to attain holiness. And hopefully that's the way it returns to its maker at the end of life. Nisan is the month of our birth. Nisan is like when the Neshama first enters the world. And the Neshama in the womb goes through the entire Torah and reaches the level of Kedusha that is expected of it to reach at the end of life. But then it is taken away from the Neshama. The Neshama forgets. We forget the learning when we enter the world. And then we're expected on our own to go through life, learn, do mitzvahs, and hopefully reach that level that we were when we were in the womb, and even higher. And that's Iyar. Iyar is the month of work. Iyar is this world. Nisan is when we first come into the world. Iyar is this world. And Sivan Shavuos is Olam Haba, the 50th day, which corresponds to the future world. That's why we start reading the Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, Pirkei Avos, every Shabbos, where we start off with the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the future world, in the world to come. Especially by going through the Mishnayos and learning and aspiring to that which it says in Pirkei Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers. It's called Avos, because a Jew has to be connected to the past and strive and hope for the future, but we have to be connected to the past. That's why right away at the beginning of this parasha we learn Ish imay v'aviv tiro. A man has to fear his parents. Not like in our generation, they think that they're better than the previous generations. Previous generations are belittled and made fun of. They're old fashioned. We're better. We're modern. We're high tech. We know better. We're more scientific. We have more knowledge. Really, the opposite is true. A Jew is always connecting himself to his past. And by connecting to our past, we're able to go forward. That's why in this parasha we read about those who would go to the Oivos and the Yida'inim. It's mentioned three times in this week's parasha. In fact, that's how the parasha ends. Ish o isha ki yihi abohem oiv o yida'ayni. Who were the oiv and the yida'aynim? These were fortune tellers that would take the bones of the dead and use it for some sort of magic, a fortune telling. Not that, and there was something to it. It was from the other side. It was from the side of Tumah. They were able to tell the future. They had this knowledge. They were called Yida'inim. But this is not the knowledge that Hashem wants from us. A Jew is not supposed to be worried what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to be next week. That those who went to the fortune tellers were nervous about the future. They disconnected themselves from their past. And they were worried about the future, the opposite of what a Jew has to do. A Jew has to be connected to his past, not have to worry about the future. He has to strive and aspire and hope for the future, not to worry about the future. We don't go to the Oivais and the Yida'inim. On the contrary, in the month of Iyar, which this parasha always leads us into Iyar, or was always read in the month of Iyar, in Iyar we work on Yediyas Hashem, because the goal is knowledge of Hashem. The first mitzvah, that which is said in the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Aleikecha, which in this parasha it says 10 times Ani Hashem Aleikecha, that the Rambam says is the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. One has to know God. One has to know Hashem. Learn about Hashem and study godliness, leading to Ahabas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar, every month has a specific combination. The combination for the name of Hashem in the month of Iyar, the Arizal taught us, is derived from the acronym of the words in Yirmiyah, Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yodoya. That's Yud-Kei-Hei-Vav. Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'yodoya. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah referring to where the Navi says, a person should not pride himself with his knowledge or his wealth or his strength. But what can a person pride himself with? Only with knowledge of Hashem. Im b'zois yishalel hamishalel haskel v'yodoya oisi. Only the knowledge of Hashem. That's what's required of us, to strive in yediyas Hashem, which one can only do that through Torah and mitzvahs, through kedoshim tihiyu. Kedoshim, the holier one is, the more one elevates himself, the more one separates himself from Avera and elevates the gashmias that he's involved in, the more one reaches the level of yediyas Hashem. The opposite of the Yida'inim mentioned in this week's parasha. A Jew does not go to the Yida'inim, to those who claim to have the knowledge, to those who claim to be fortune tellers. We have a different concept of Yediyah. Our Yediyah is Yediyah Hashem. That's why when the pasuk says, Al tifnu el ha'oivais ve'el ha'yida'inim, don't turn to the oivais and the Yida'inim. Ani Hashem aleikechem. Rashi says, De'u, you should know, whom you're esmiatem achlifin b'mi. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't use this expression other times when it says Ani Hashem Aleikechem. But here, when it talks about the Oivais and the Yida'inim, he says Ani Hashem Aleikechem, de'u, you should know who you're switching whom with. You're switching me with them, you're switching Yediyas Hashem with turning to the Oivais and the Yida'inim. The parasha ends off, v'hivdaltem bein habehema hatahira latameya, and you shall differentiate. You should make the proper distinction between that which is pure and that which is impure. That's what da'as is. That's why the bracha of Havdalah is in Chaynein Hada'as. Havdalah requires da'as. Da'as, Yediyas Hashem, requires that one make the proper Havdalah. And that's the avoida in this world. The avoida in this world is to separate boirer, psoiles, from that which is good. One has to separate the evil from the negative from the positive. And then Hashem will separate us. Then I separate you from the nations to be mine. The parasha ends off just as it starts. You should be holy to me, for I am holy, and I will separate you from the nations. But that's not the end. The last pasuk is, a very strange way to end the parasha, in such a negative way. That if there are any oivais and yida'inim among Klal Yisrael, they die, they get killed, they're stoned to death. That's how the parasha ends off. Oivais and yida'inim, as mentioned, those are those who strive for the false knowledge, for the Eitz HaDa'as. Iyar is the month of Haskel, Yishalel HaMishalel, Haskel V'yodoya. true Yediyah, Yediyas Hashem, which can only be accomplished through Kedoshim Tihyu, through Yira, through fear of Hashem. Iyar stands for Roitza Hashem Es Yireyav. Roitza Hashem Es Yireyav. Hashem desires those who fear Him. In this parasha it says over and over again, V'yareisa me'eloikecha. Iyar is the month of Yira, the month of fear. Nisan, it says, is Keneged, the Midah of Chesed. Iyar is Gevura, and Sivan is Teferes. Iyar is Gevura. Gevura means power, strength, fear. Nisan is Chesed. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Ahava, of Chesed, of Avram Avinu. Iyar is Yitzchak Avinu. And in this month, we count Sfira. We elevate ourselves, we prepare ourselves for this level of Kedusha, becoming a Goy Kadosh. But it's not just being holy in the sense that one is totally separated. Being holy means also being together with everyone. That's the true Jewish concept of Kedoshim. Doesn't mean that one becomes a hermit. Parsha zu nemra b'hakel, Rashi says. This parsha was said when everyone gathered together. One would think such a mitzvah like Kedoshim Tihyu should have been said just to individuals that can attain such high levels of Kedusha. The parsha was said to everyone. All Jews were united. All Jews were together. The goal is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor, Keish Echad Belev Echad. Only then was the Torah given. And when we aspire to Kedusha, the way to reach the levels of Kedusha, besides, of course, by separating and elevating and fearing Hashem, it's also through uniting with others. And this is the parasha of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, which is the month of Iyar. Iyar is the month in which the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away because Leinohagu Kavoid Zelazeh. They didn't have the proper respect for one another, and they were the students of Rabbi Akiva. They should have known better. This is when they died. This is why Iyar is a month in which there's a certain avelus that takes place. There are no weddings, listening to music, live music, or tapes, depending on your minog. Not like the 3 weeks between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. It's not as severe, but there is a certain avelus because of the sadness of the loss of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. But this is also the time, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, when Gehenim takes place. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the Mishpat of Gehenim, the Mishnah in Adiyah, is Ben Pesach L'Shavuos. So it's a time of Midas Adin. As we said, Iyar is a metaphor. It's sort of a microcosm of what this world is all about. This is a world of Midas Adin, a very difficult world that we live in. As it's far as say, Harishoyim Goivrim Boy, it's Molei Klipais for Sitra Achara. It's full of tumah, it's full of evil, and a Jew has a lot of work. It's a very difficult world. It's not Olam Haba, it's not Gan Eden. There's a lot of evil here, and everything is, we're in a state of confusion most of the time. The sifting that has to take place in this month is difficult, but it's, no one ever said life is easy. Adam le'omol yula, the person was created to work, to toil. That's Iyar. Iyar, therefore, is the month of the axe, the mazel of Shor. The axe works, the axe toils. Unlike the lamb, which Nisan is the month of the lamb is a baby. Because in Nisan, we were just born, we were like babies, everything was done for us. Hashem provided us with everything we needed, with all the miraculous events, took us out of Mitzrayim like a baby being born. But in Iyar, work begins. We're like oxen, kishor le'oil, like an axe, it says, that carries the heavy burden, that carries the yoke. And not only that, it's the month of Yisachar, and Yisachar is compared to the donkey. The donkey also works. Yisachar, chamor gorem. And it's only because of the toil and the work that is required of us that we merit such reward in the future. The reason why there's reward, Kol Yisrael, yesh lohem chelek v'olam haba. Yesh, shai. There are 310 worlds, as the last Mishnah in Uktzin says, that every tzaddik receives. Yesh, yesho amiti, as the Rambam says. True existence. This world is not the real yesh. It's not the real yesh. It's not the real existence because it doesn't last. The real yesh is in the future. Bereshis stands for barasa yesh. You created the true existence, which at the end we all receive through our work in this world. Through during Sfiras HaOmer especially, Omer is begematria yesh. But that yesh requires work. That's why we say Yisachar Chamor Gorem. Yisachar is Yesh Schar. There is reward. Why is there reward? Because Chamor, which means the Chomer HaGuf, the materialistic body that we have, which tends to distract us, and most of the time it does that. The guf and the nefesh habahamis, which is compared to an ox that every single person is born with, steers us off course. And that's the Yetzer Hara. And because it's difficult, and the Yetzer Hara and the nefesh habahamis, which we're created with, steers us off course that we should do that which Hashem does not want us to do. And yet, when a Jew conquers his evil inclination, and when a Jew is magbir the tzura over the chaymer, the neshama over the guf, the soul over the body, the nefesh elikis over the nefesh habahamis, he deserves reward. That's why a malach doesn't receive reward. What does a malach do? A malach has no challenge. A malach has no yetzer hara. A malach does whatever it's created to do by instinct, like an animal. That's why malachim are called chayos hakodesh. But a Jew has a chaymer, a chumrius, a body. Mashcha de chivya, as the Zohar says, the skin of the snake, as a result of the chait of the nachash that was matil in chava zuhama, this impurity, which is what we're purifying during the days of Sfira. Those who say the Ribbono Shelolam, after Sfira, we say, the taher mikripoisenu, mitumaisenu, mizuhamosam, from the impurities, and all the impurities started with the zuhama of the nachash from the chait eitz hadas, continuing with the chait ha'egel, which the egel was an ox, a baby ox. In the month of Iyar, we are cleansing ourselves from all these impurities, from the zuhama, till we come to Shavuos, where the Gemara says, on Har Sinai, paska zuhamasan, that zuhama was removed, because they deserved that it be removed, because they worked on themselves during the 49 days of Sfira, the first time around. And every year, so do we, hopefully, during this time. So Iyar, which is the month of the axe, the month of Yisachar, Yesh Schar. Why is there Schar? Because Chamar Gorem, the Chaymer HaGuf, Gorem, causes. The fact that we have a body and a Yetzer Hara and a Nefesh HaBahamis compared to a Shor, and we overcome it, that's why we deserve reward. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Lo'olam Haba, which is what we start reading in the Pirkei Avos right after Pesach, as we get ready for Shavuos, because the goal is the Olam Haba, which is in the Olam HaChamishim, in the Olam HaYovel, which is the 50th day, which is Shavuos, corresponding to the 50th year. The way to reach this level is through Kedoshim and V'yahavta V'reacha Kamoicha. The pasuk says, Loi Sisna Esachicha. You shall not hate your brother. Loi Sisna Esachicha is B'gematria V'ayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or. We start getting ready for Matan Torah, for Achdus, for true Achdus, for Ki'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, now, this week, right after Pesach, in the week of Kedoshim, in the days of Sfira. And what's interesting is Pirkei Avos is mostly about Bein Adam LaChaveroi, Midos Toivos, Derech Eretz, which is Kadma the Torah, which is why we read Pirkei Avos before Matan Torah. And most of that which is discussed in Pirkei Avos are based on the Psukim in this week's parasha, like Betzedek, Tishbait Amisecha, which is the source for the Mishnah in the first parak that we read this week, Veheveidon Eskol Ha'odam Lechav Sechus. As the Baal Shem Tov says, when we judge others positively, so are we judged. The way we judge others is the way we are judged ourselves. But Tzedek Tishbait Amisecha. These are the Gufei Torah. This is what it's all about. The whole Torah, the Rambam says, was given for the sake of peace. Kol HaTorah Nitna L'Aseis Sholom Ba'olam Shenem Adrachecha Darchi Noyam V'chon L'Sivoisei HaSholom Hashem Oiz La'am V'yitin Hashem Yivarech Es Ami B'Sholom. And all the mitzvahs in this week's parasha, at least among the many mitzvahs in this parasha, we have not taking revenge, not bearing a grudge, L'Aseikon V'Laseitor, not speaking Lashon Hara, L'Aseilech Rochil Be'amecha, L'Aseamir Al Damreyecha, L'Aseach Toichiach Es Amisecha, L'Aseasu Ovel Ba'mishpat, L'Aseakal El Cheirish, all the mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. And in what parsha is this? In Kedoshim. One might think, well, becoming holy means davening long, learning for a very long time, fasting. In the parsha of Kedoshim, we have these mitzvahs that are related to Bein Adam LaChaveroi, to the second half of the Luchos. As we know, the two Luchos was during this time, the Klal Yisrael was getting ready for the Luchos. There were two Luchos, which Rashi tells us in Chumash, were equal in size. Even though much more was written on the first rock than on the second. They're equal in size. The first rock had on it the mitzvahs Bein Adam LaMokoyim, And the second, the mitzvah is bein Adam lachaveiroi, and they are both equal, to tell us that they're equal. In Hashem's eyes, bein Adam lachaveiroi is just as important as bein Adam lamokom. It's not possible to attain kedoshim if one is not careful in the mitzvahs that are bein Adam lachaveiroi. They go together. And this is the Shabbos that prepares us right at the beginning already, at the beginning of the Yemei HaSfira, as we enter the month of Iyar, the month of Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodoya, the month of the Axe, for the ultimate, for the Kabbalah's HaLuchos, the two Luchos, the Shnei Luchos HaBris, which contain the mitzvahs Bein Odom LaMokoyim, from Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha to Bein Odom LaChaveiroi to LoSachmoid. In Sefer Yetzirah we're told that every month has a specific letter that that month was created with. The month of Iyar is the letter Vav. Vav, the connection between Vav and Iyar is obvious. The Vav is the letter of connection. Vav means and. Vav is the connection letter. Anytime we want to connect two words, two psukim, it's with a Vav. Two parashiyos with a Vav. Almost every page in the Sefer Torah starts with a Vav, except for six. The Torah is compared to the Vav, the Eitz Chayim, the Vav of Hashem's name, the Yudke Vavke, the Vav is the Torah. The Torah connects us to Hashem. And the Torah wants that we connect to each other. The month of Iyar is the month that connects Nisan to Sivan, Pesach to Shavuos. And the month of Iyar and the month of Sfira is the time when we work on our Midos in order to connect with one another. Because the Yeshus, which is the opposite of the Yesho Amiti, the Yesh Lehem Chelek Lo'olam Haba, that which a person considers himself a Yesh, the ego, the arrogant person, the one who thinks that he's it, cannot connect with others. He cannot. The Gaiva, the ego, HaGaiva is the letters HaEgo, the ego of a person is what prevents him from joining with others, what prevents him from humbling himself to others, not being able to be makabel anything from others. That's why the first Mishnah we read in Pirkei Avos is Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe was able to accept the Torah because Moshe was the honor of Ma'od Mikol Ha'odam Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama. And it's only those who are able to be makabelim, only those who are humble, which the whole idea of Sfira is Me'hochel Chermesh Bakoma. Bakoma, it says in the Drushim, in the Midrashim, that a person has to cut the Koima, cut down the erect posture, the gaiva, the rame koima hagavoyim, mehochel chermesh bakoma, as it says in Parshas Re'eh, we just read it the second day of Pesach, shiva shavuos tisporloch mehochel chermesh bakoma. It starts with cutting down the koima, cutting down the ego. When one removes the ego, when one humbles himself, which the Pirkei Avos is all about, and it's those that are humble that are able to connect to their past, that are makabel from their avos, that look up to their fathers, not like our generation, a generation of chutzpah, a generation of a generation gap, which as the Mishnah says in Saita, the last Mishnah which tells us what's going to happen in Ikvas of the Mashiach, which we see happening now in our generation especially, that the younger generation, they know better than the older generation, and there's no respect for the older generation. The idea of avos, many people don't know who their fathers are, literally. The avos, this concept of avos doesn't exist in the world. There's so much chutzpah, there's so much gaiva, there's so much arrogance, which unfortunately filters itself into our community as well. So therefore, as we begin the days of Sfira, we start learning the Mishnayos, that it's called avos. Being able to connect to our fathers, being able to connect to the past, which can only happen through humility. And it's only through bittul hayesh, removing the yesh, which is the chametz that we did on Pesach, the gaiva, that a Jew can reach the true yesh, the yesh lohem chelik l'olam haba, the yesh ha'amiti, l'ham chelai havayesh. Or as the pasuk is quoted in that first Mishnah of Kol Yisrael, yesh lohem chelik l'olam haba, shenam ha'amech kulam tzadikim. Every Jew is a tzadik. Every Jew has to be revealed as a tzadik, especially during this time of Sfira, which the days of Sfira is biyuchad for not only rectifying the midos ra'os, the seven midos ra'os, working on anivus, working on other midos and connecting with one another, but also the kedoshim tihiyu, the Shemira in the Inyonim that bring us to Kedusha, whether it's Shmiras HaBris, Yesh is Begematria Keri, Oimer is Begematria Keri, Shmiras HaLoshain, which Shmiras HaLoshain and Shmiras HaBris go together, as mentioned many times. In fact, Tzadikim have told us that the Yemei HaSfira are like the days of Shoivavim, very similar, from Pesach to Shavuos, right here, from after Pesach to Shavuos, there are 42 days, just like there are 42 days of Shoivavim, corresponding to the 42 cities of Arei Miklat. It's during this time that a Jew can find refuge during these days of Sfiru. And that's why the
Levim.
Right, all together with the Levim, there were 48 cities.
They recognize it.
Right.
Otherwise it doesn't protect you.
Right. Lo Yiseilech Rochil Ba'amecha is in this week's parasha, which is the source, as the Chafetz Chaim elaborately discusses in his Sefer, for the speaking Lashon Hara. Many of the Lavin of Lashon Hara, of Shmiras HaLashon, are in this week's parasha. And of course, of Shmiras HaBris as well. Kedoshim Tihiyu, Purushim in Ha'arayasim in Ha'erva. As we read at the end of the parasha in detail, the Arayas once again, which were read in the previous parasha, in Acharei, now again in Kedoshim, where the Torah discusses the Einshim for those who are over on these Averos. And that Eretz Yisrael can only be given and can only be ours, at least in such a way that everyone recognizes that it's ours. It's ours no matter what, but in such a way that everyone recognizes that it's ours. Through the Shmira of Inyanim Elu, Ba'avur Yishmeru Mitzvaysav, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that Eretz Yisrael was given to us on condition that we keep to the mitzvahs that we must keep in the land. Ba'avdil Eschem min Ha'amim Lihi Yisli. So this parsha is certainly very timely for the period that we're entering, for the Yemei HaSfira, which bring us to Matan Torah, where we were told that we should be a Goy Kadosh, Kadoshim Tihiyu. And the way to get there in the month of Iyar, which is the month of the axe, the month of work, the axe symbolizes the toil, and the axe also symbolizes the Nefesh HaBahamas, which every Jew has inside of him, the axe, trying to prevent him from serving Hashem. And one overcomes it. One works on himself in the month of Iyar and strives to know more of Hashem. Iyar is Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Raifecha, as the Svarim tell us. I am Hashem, your doctor. I am Hashem, your healer. Because this is the month in which we receive refuah from the Midas Ra'os, the Avodah of Sfira, which is rectifying the bad habits, as the Vilna Gaon says, that a person can come to this world just to rectify one bad habit. And that's what we're doing in Iyar, which Iyar corresponds to Olam Hazeh. Iyar, Rosh HaTevis, Reitzah Hashem Es Yireyav. Iyar is also Rosh HaTevis, Oivai Yashuvu Yevoishu Roga. The enemy will be embarrassed and leave us. The enemy, meaning Amalek. Melchemes Amalek was in the month of Iyar, as we know. Yeridas Haman was in the month of Iyar. The first Beis HaMikdash was built in the month, at the beginning of it, was in Iyar. The Gemara says, the Avais, which we start learning Pirkei Avais in the month of Iyar, or near Iyar. The Avais were born in Iyar, the Gemara says. It's called Ziv Sheboi Noildu Ziv Sanei Oilam. Of course, the question on this is, but they were born in Nisan. How could the Gemara say they were born in Iyar? As Rashi explains in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they were born in Nisan, but they were born in the middle of Nisan. So it's not until Rosh Chodesh was the first month, Iyar is the first entire month that we had the Avos with us. Because in Nisan, the first part of Nisan, they weren't born yet. But nevertheless, Iyar is referred to as the month of the Ziv, the shine. Because in this month, those who shine the world were born. The Avos, the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo began building in the month of Iyar. Iyar is the month of Pesach Sheni, where we are given a second chance for those who weren't able to bring the first. And of course, Iyar is the month of Lag Ba'omer, which is the Yantif, as we'll speak about, Mirza Hashem, in the upcoming weeks. The great Yantif of Lag Ba'omer, according to the Chassam Sofer, that was the day when the Mon came down for the first time. So a month, the Iyar, which is also the only month that has a special mitzvah every single day, and that's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. You don't find about any other month where an entire month, every day, has a special, unique mitzvah. Iyar is that month. which the idea of Sfira also is to appreciate time, to every day to count, not to miss a day, because that's our job in this world. Our job in this world is that it be a life of tmimos, that every day should count, a day should never pass, that one should look back and say, I accomplished nothing. But every day is another accomplishment, and every day a person reaches a higher level. And that's what Sfira is. Every day we go up a number. And Chas v'Shalom, if you miss a day, you lose the bracha. You can't make the bracha anymore. That's why every day counts. Every day is so important. It teaches us to value time, which our job in this world is to value time. One of the greatest gifts, in fact, the first gift, the first creation was time. Bereishis, as the Sipurno writes, in the beginning, the first creation was the creation of time, which we have to value so much. So may we be zeichet to utilize all the tremendous lessons that this parasha teaches us of how to become holy, how to work on our midos, how to connect with one another, which is the letter Vav, which the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva darshened all the Vavin of the Torah. Rabbi Akiva, therefore, was rooted in the letter Vav, and therefore he's the one who says that V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is zeh klal gadol b'Torah, which is why it was so terrible that his students passed away during this time. They didn't learn the lessons. Our job is to rectify that during this time, to be masakeh that which the 24,000 students, unfortunately, did not have the proper respect for one another. During this time, we have to have the proper respect for one another and tolerate each other and tolerate. One group has to tolerate the other. Every member of Klal Yisrael has to tolerate the other members of Klal Yisrael, despite no matter what group they belong to, even if it's not exactly the way we are. Because that's the way we got the Torah, and that's the way we're going to get Mashiach. Which, as we mentioned, we're in this very unique year of Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. The entire year is Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. The Zohar says that the Geula will be on Shavuos, Bei Yivkun Min Galusa, because Shavuos is actually the climax of Pesach. What starts Pesach finishes Shavuos. It's like one long Yom Tov. Pesach are the first days of Yom Tov, Shavuos is the last days, and the Sfira, the Ramban says, is Chol HaMoed. It's one long Chol HaMoed. And especially as we know, we're preparing now for the upcoming year, which is the year of Mitzvah Shavuos, which the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shavuos Ben David Bo, we hope that these two very special years, Tavshin Samaches, Tavshin Samachtes, are going to bring us only glory, simchais, and of course geula, and we should all be zeichet to kedoshim tihiyu, and to utilize the Yemei HaSfira properly, and to come to Chag HaShavuos, to the Yom Tov of Mincha Chadasha. All of us become a Mincha Chadasha. We're all going to be renewed, rejuvenated, and all be zeichet to be mekabel the Torah, and especially the Torah of Mashiach, the Meher of Yameinu.